Let's talk about this race, specifically your opponent on the campaign trail. When he's pressed about anything that he's, you know, you're charging him with, he comes back with pretty much the same attack on you. It's very consistent. Take a listen.
When she heard about the coronavirus pandemic, she got busy making sure that she protected her own wealth. She's the wealthiest member of Congress. She dumped $3 million worth of stock, meanwhile telling you there was nothing to worry about.
All right, so your response to that, that direct charge that he says over and over and again on the trail?
Well, this is a political attack that has been completely debunked. It's a left-wing media attack, totally debunked, and it's a lie. The mainstream media continued to carry it, and now they've been embarrassed because it's completely debunked.
So it didn't happen?
Absolutely not. And I've proven that over and over. And look, this is a distraction. This is, the Democrats don't want to answer for their radical policies to change America, the radical agenda of Raphael Warnock, and his own facts are that he's been involved in a child abuse investigation that he obstructed. He was arrested for obstructing it. He's been involved in a domestic abuse. He won't answer those questions. That's what the mainstream media has refused to focus on. That's why I'm having to raise those types of questions. And why has he refused to denounce Marxism and socialism? He refused to do that in our debate. He's attacked our police officers, calling them gangsters, thugs, and bullies. He said that you can't serve God and the military. He's praised Fidel Castro, Karl Marx. And Georgians need to know who he is because he's out of step with Georgia's values.